T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ask you guys this. 49ers are 2-0. Do you feel better about them than you did going into the year? Worse about them than you felt going into the year? Or the same? Dibs.
Wow.
The same. I had them at 2-0. And, you know, the win over the Lions was about what I thought it would be, other than that fourth quarter kind of odd comeback. It wasn't a full comeback, but the botched onside kick recovery, the Debo fumble. That game was closer than it really was. The score indicated that it was closer than it actually was. The Philadelphia game kind of was what I expected. It was going to be a tough game, a tough win, but they got it done. So I had them at 2-0, and this is probably as good a time as any to mention that in our preseason predictions, I had them losing this Sunday night against Green Bay when we did it 2 weeks ago. Now, the spread tells you that the Niners are 3.5-point favorites, and you get 3 points in Vegas for being the home team. So Vegas sees this game as a coin toss. Based on what we've seen, I like the Niners' chances, and not to give it away, but when we do our picks and liquidate all assets today at 2:15, I would lean toward the Niners giving the 3.5.
Well, we don't, you know, pre-do what we're going to say. And Stani, to answer your question, shocker, I'm not happy with what I've seen thus far. And the reason being is I still see injuries on both sides of the ball. I don't know Mosley's status. Hopefully he can play. But offensively, I see nothing new. And Detroit, you were supposed to handle Detroit. I know Debo had a good game. Him and Jimmy hooked up that one throw. It was an ugly throw, but it was still completed and it went for a tug. But I don't think that's the antidote to win the NFC West. I don't see the connection with Kittle as of yet. I don't know what the hell's going on. I need Magnum PI to find out what's going on with Ayuk. So hopefully all that will reveal itself this Sunday against Dibs. I thought this was going to be a dangerous game. I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers, or I was. I love the honesty with these new interviews, and he telling people to F off. But they just look soft. It's to the point to where Detroit was doing what they wanted for a whole half. So, Steiny, I think it's going to be blowout city. But to answer your question, offensively, and especially now with the injuries to the running back position, I'm concerned.
Did I miss a soundbite from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he told people that were commenting on his mental health yesterday to F off because they're not qualified to talk about what state his mentals are in. And I kind of felt him, and I appreciate the – we always talk about these athletes. We don't want the standard, bland answer. We want the truth. And he's firing off now. I love it.
Well, let's make a distinction. Are we talking about Rodgers' mental health, and are we talking about depression, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Or are we talking about – it doesn't feel like his head's in the game? Because to me, those are two very different things. I think it's very fair to say, look, Aaron Rodgers was in on the Jeopardy thing. It doesn't seem like he's focused on football like he has been in the past. And just the body language and some of the things he said, it's got nothing to do with, you know, anxiety or depression or anything like that. I just don't think he wants to be there. I just don't think he's committed to Green Bay. His head's not there. So that's the distinction. I'm allowed to say that, but I wouldn't touch the other one.
Yeah, and I think that you have to look at the performance to really make a determination on whether or not he, quote, wants to be there. Damn. The opener their whole team, they were terrible. He didn't look good. They didn't look good. And against Detroit, Detroit's kind of like the ultimate mouthwash where, you know, you come in maybe with halitosis and you go out with sparkling fresh breath. Detroit's that kind of team.
Let me say this. I love that, Dibs. Draymond Green, is there any, and I'm not caping up for Rodgers, but is there any difference than Draymond filling in on TNT than what Aaron Rodgers was doing with Jeopardy? And he's been in this league long enough to where you think he would get the benefit of the doubt. It wasn't just his first bad game, but like Dib says, it was a team-wide bad game. But, Steiny, I would ask you, and you feel how you feel, like, damn, are you qualified? Are any of us, you know, people from afar to say his head's not in the game? And then he bounces back, even though it was Detroit, to throw four touchdowns. Like, maybe that's what's pissing him off.
Did you see the press conference after the first loss?
I did. With the new hair, okay. I did see that.
Okay. And it's got nothing to do with his appearance. It was his body language. It was his tone. And he's been in the news all off season. He threatened not to report. Okay, we know that. He has no respect for people in their front office. Mm. He's made that apparently clear. And I just think that stuff speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, he basically asked out of Green Bay, and Green Bay said, "You know, we're not going to trade him. He's too valuable. He's too important. So he's probably." You can't tell me he's all in this year, right now.
If I can, Dibs, that you wouldn't dare say, Steiny, that he's sabotaging his own self and his team by not being all the way in, that he's half-assing it to where you're not getting the best version of himself. You're not saying that, are you? Or insinuating that?
Basically. I mean, sabotage is a strong word, but guys come into years with different approaches. We see that a lot. You know, a guy will come in to camp and his body looks different because he's been lifting all off season. I just don't get the sense that, and I'm careful with what I say, I don't get the sense that he's all enthusiastic about being a Green Bay Packer.
I think he's just aloof in general. So, you know, the way he is with his RELAX and his hang loose kind of, you know, he's growing out his hair and, and, you know, sending back presents to his parents. He's a different dude. But if you look at him from the opening coin toss to the final whistle, he balls out, and I don't think that during the game he shows a lack of a desire to be out there or a lack of a desire to compete. To me, he's closer to James Harden than he is to Ben Simmons. Now, Ben Simmons is a guy who has said, I'm not coming back to Philadelphia. There's a guy who has pulled up his tent stakes and basically said, I'm out. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he wanted upgrades. They didn't do it. He kind of intimated that maybe he wanted to do other things, but once he gets under center and the game starts, he hasn't showed to me any of that letdown that you see from other athletes in other sports.
I agree, but if his preparation changed and his focus changed and he isn't as focused or prepared as he's been in past years, then that will probably impact his performance, even if he's got the right intentions. In other words, did he come into camp, and, you know, I don't know what he came into camp like in the past, but was he the same guy? If you're a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, but you're not tight with Aaron Rodgers, and I get the sense a lot of football relationships are like that. If you're playing on the other side of the ball, you know, like Fred Warner's probably not as tight with Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance as he is with the other linebackers, for example. So if you're on the Packers and you're watching Aaron Rodgers, you're kind of seeing what's going on all off season. I think you know something's up. You just don't quite know what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? And Dibs, you hit it on the nail, Steiny. You're right. But again, here I am trying to defend the person, you know, off the field, but yet I think they're going to get just mollywhopped by the Niners and the Niners' physicality of what they have left on that defense. Because, Dibs, I don't know if you noticed, and I noticed it in the NFC Championship game. There was a play that was talked about. Aaron could have kept the ball and ran to the end zone to get the first, and he pulled up. And I'm watching that first half against Detroit. All of a sudden, I don't know if he has cement feet, but he's not doing those things with his legs. It's like if they get close to him, they're bringing him down. And I'm saying, is that want? Is that will? Is that desire? Or is that Father Time? I do know this. They got the W, but I don't think that, and they won by 18 or something like that. I still think, you know, as good as they were the last 2 years, something's off. And maybe I'm reading the room wrong, but Steiny, I just couldn't go to the point of he's out there, so he's going to half-ass it with his resume.
Yeah,
that's, and it ain't you. It's just a lot of people are like, they're thinking his psyche is shot and he doesn't know how to differentiate. I don't want to be here, but I'm here and I'm going to be the best version of myself.
But this goes back to exactly what Dibs said about when people are in a good frame of mind, when they're in a good space, good mood, they're likely to perform better. Or they're likely to be closer to their peak. And I absolutely believe the opposite of that's true. If you ain't into it, if you're not in a good space, you're probably not going to be at your best, no matter what you do, whether you're doing a radio show, whether you're doing whether you're leading an offense. The 415 says, why would Rodgers respect the front office, Steiny, especially when they haven't respected him? Yeah, I'm not getting into kind of whose fault it is, because maybe the front office doesn't deserve to be respected, but the fact that they're not respected by the quarterback, that I think that impacts a team. That's just me. And, you know, I've never been a big fan of his body language, so maybe that's unfair, but I just think that the first one, that first press conference was him trying to, I don't know, put on an act. About
Jim said aloof. I love that.
He's right.
He's different. He's a different guy. And, you know, we know that many athletes are, quote, different, like Draymond Green, who will join us at some point. But he's different. He's a different guy in that he speaks his mind. He's gruff. He's abrasive. He's aggressive. But you never doubt that he's going to lay it all on the line and put it all out there. And that's why I think the James Harden, Aaron Rodgers comparison to me is maybe a little bit more apt. Not that James Harden doesn't compete, because he does, but he's a different guy as well. And the way he carries himself and, you know, the different things that he's done in his career.
You're right. You're right. And to me, it's more of a frame of mind. It's more of, you know, we always talk about quarterbacks and how they lead a team. And it's tough to get inspired right now, I would think, if you're a Green Bay Packer player, by Aaron Rodgers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.